We are your hosts. I'm Maddie Bracken.
I'm Heather Wolf.
I'm Hannah Fox.
Today we're going to talk about something that was started by somebody named Rora Blue on Instagram. It's called the Unsent Project. It's basically you can anonymously post any unsent text messages to first loves, just people in your life that have left or are still in it. So we thought it'd be fun to look up our names and some of our friends' names and other people's names, just read through them and kind of see what they say. So who wants to go first?
Oh, mine are super bad.
Some of them are a little inappropriate, which is interesting.
No, mine are just boring.
Mine is not loading, so that's
okay. Well, I guess it's my cue. My first one says, "Thought you might like me back, but then you dated my brother." Whichever Maddie this was to. Interesting take. There. I don't know how I feel about that. Not very good. It's kind of rude. Ooh. Heather, do you have one?
Oh, yeah. You would think with a whole song made about me in the recent years that right. I would have a lot more.
Yeah.
But
wish you were Heather.
Yeah, I know. But one of the first, I guess, interesting ones says, "You're a horrible person, and I hope you get what you deserve."
Do you think you've gotten what you deserve, Heather?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what? It used the wrong "your," so.
Oh. It really did. That just. Maybe it's not accurate. It invalidates anyways. The whole thing.
Yeah.
I have one that says, it's actually really sweet. It says, "I just want you to know how amazing you are and that you deserve all the happiness. I love you."
I love Aww. You.
That's so cute.
I love the ones that are, like, really sappy because, like, especially if they're about somebody that, like, you're currently with. I think it's super, super cute. One of mine says, "It'll always be you when Cowboy Like Me comes on." H.
Aww.
Which
me?
I think is
from me.
Hannah? No. Or Heather. Oh. Did you write that for me?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. I didn't know we shared a song like that.
We do.
Oh.
Speaking of songs, this isn't actually a song. It says, "I love you, my camp rock queen. Thanks for being my person."
Ooh, camp rock
queen. Camp rock queen. Yo.
The Jonas Brothers, bro.
No, really. I hope the Jonas Brothers wrote that for me.
They probably did.
Which one, though? Like, all of them? Or, like, ooh. Which
year
one?
Year 3000.
Oh, year 3000 hit different.
It did hit different. Hannah, do you have one?
I have one. I mean, it's not interesting. It just says, "You are so incredibly loved."
Aww.
I mean, that's cute, too.
Mine says, "Maddie, you suck."
It was me. I wrote it.
That
of course
all.
You did. Listen, sometimes when I'm reading through these late at night, like, I just, like, I get bored, and so I start reading through them. Like, I take some of these personally.
No, I really
like,
do.
What if somebody wrote them about me, and I just literally have no idea, and they wanted to tell me that I suck?
Or they, like, put their initial at the end, and you're like, let me
yeah, I'm like,
every
who
single
is
L
this?
Name
like,
I've ever met.
Exactly. Like, who could have said this about me?
Ooh. Hannah, do you have another one?
I'm really trying to get it to load.
Well, I have another one. This one thought they were funny. it says, "I wish I was you. Please laugh." Kind of referencing the Conan Gray.
I wish I was Heather.
Yeah.
That was really Deep the peak sigh. Of my quarantine was hearing Heather over and over and over again. And every single Instagram going, or no, every single TikTok that was like, "I wish I was Heather." Like, yeah,
you do.
I am Heather.
I have one that says, "Love grows where my Hannah bug grows."
Aww.
Or goes, not grows.
That's so that cute. Grows. Why are all yours cute? All of mine are kind of weird.
Probably because I didn't screenshot the bad ones. Because I only screenshotted the good ones. Oh, and then there's other ones, too. I mean, they don't have my names, but there's ones, there's, like, a little section where it's, like, comparisons, where the person went through and found, like, little messages to each other.
Yeah.
Like, one person will have a message, and then the next one will be, like, a response. So, one that I found was, says, "To Serena W., I think I'm in love with you. I used your favorite color. Love me back. Thanks." And then it says, "To Noah, I hope you remember my favorite color is a grassy green, like I remember yours is a bloody red, SW.
Aww.
So cute.
I think that would be so, like, I don't know, if somebody found one that I wrote about them, like, how would you even know if they wrote back? And, like, how would you
right.
find out? Right, like,
because there's so many that
but it's so
get uploaded.
Cute, like a hopeless romantic kind of thing. There was another one that you sent. that was
there was one that was it says to James, I can't wait for you to kiss me, Lily.
That one.
And then it says to Lily, I'll wait until you're comfortable enough, James.
I think that is so cute. I read that one and literally started tearing up.
I hate reading them like right before bed.
Makes me feel real lonely.
Gosh, why do I never have this?
I know. I wonder, what if we looked up Mr. Beckley's name?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Noel.
Noel. Nothing is loading for
it
me.
It just comes up with, like,
very
Nolan.
Upset.
No, right, Nolan.
I feel like a lot of people write messages to themselves, too. Like, I feel like I've been guilty of that, where I'll, like, type a message to myself, and then I'll forget that I wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. That was for me.
I've only written two people, and they were aggressive. I'm gonna be honest, I was not nice, I was not sweet, and I was not sappy. That's fine though.
I mean, that's all
of mine were sappy, I feel like.
Yeah,
I love looking up like guys that I really like, because then I just read them and I'm like, oh, did I write that?
Was that me? I don't think it was me. I definitely have one, hold on.
Oh, why am I not surprised about that name?
Yeah. Let's see if it'll load.
Wow, that's not surprising.
It is also really fun to see, like, the names of, like, your past whatever, you know, and be like, makes sense.
Or, like, yeah, you had that same feeling about that same name that I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very vague. We will not be naming names.
No, the way that all of these are the... Found it!
Oh! Is that the one that you did?
Oh, wow. That... Oh.
Did you? That wasn't even aggressive. That was just sad.
I feel like you should definitely read it.
No!
Oh,
okay. I'm not reading it. That's person. They're supposed to be anonymous.
How did you find that? How did you find that so easily?
I actually had to scroll through quite a bit. There was one other person, and I think we all know who I'm about to look up.
Oh, no.
I have a few from
scared.
One person, too.
I like when people put their full names, because I feel like guys don't ever look at the Unsent Project.
Right.
And so, like, they're just like, yep, I'm just going to put my full
name.
No,
like, fully name drop.
No, really?
That was the other one.
Wow.
Not
She's a poet over here,
song.
Guys.
I am a poet.
I hate that song.
I feel
I
like...
I love that song.
I saw spikes.
Aww.
It's different.
Let's see who else. What's like a celebrity or like a funny name that we could look up?
I feel like we should start looking up teachers' names.
I tried to look up Nolan.
Mine
didn't
is
show
just
anything.
Not even working. It's making me real sad.
Oh, sorry, my sweater. Apologies.
ASMR.
Hey, welcome to the Unsent Project ASMR. Mr. Beckley's going to listen to this and be like, what?
Why?
To Noel. Seen you today. Almost cried.
Oh.
Hope you're doing good, love.
Oh. The way nothing's loaded.
I know.
To be honest.
Oh, no.
To be honest, you were the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh.
That was a Mr. little bipolar. Interesting way to put that. I don't really know how you love them if you hate them. So I think you're confused a little too. That was the end of those. What's another teacher we could look up?
I'm over here looking up Jill.
Brandon Bidding.
Ooh.
Oh.
That amazing Studio 415 that was just made for him. That was so funny.
I didn't get to watch it. What was it about?
Oh my gosh, Hannah, you have to go watch it.
Really?
It was so good.
Did I call him by the wrong name again?
You said Brandon.
What did I call him in Studio 415?
Did you call him something different?
Brian?
Yeah.
Brian Bidding.
Brian Bidding?
Brian Bidding.
Oh, no.
Brandon, you gave up so quick.
Oh, shoot. I mean, no, that doesn't make sense.
This is even funnier because he doesn't have hair.
Oh, no.
I really want to brush your hair.
No.
What does that even, like, in the context, what does that mean? Like, is it just like a love thing? Like,
I guess, yeah.
Like, it's, like, cute, I mean, and they, like, brush your hair, or is it, like, your hair is nasty, I want to brush your hair?
Your hair looks ratty, let me brush your hair.
They got a nest in there.
This one's so funny.
Oh.
I feel like it's too real to say, though.
No, say it.
No.
Heather.
I don't want to.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I just sniffed.
Let's look up Eric.
Oh my gosh, this is funny.
Mr. Smee.
This one was to Jill. It says, "You sexy thing."
Oh,
and I think that's so funny because that is a tradition of the show Choir Girls to go, "You sexy thing. You sexy thing." Ow!
Oh my god. We just released that tradition.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're all canceled.
Canceled.
To Eric, I love you more than words can say.
Oh my gosh.
Heart.
No.
What? Eric, I hope she cheats on you.
Oh no.
Not
Anya, please.
Anya.
Anya.
She's too sweet for that.
Mm-hmm.
We love Anya. Anya Stan Club.
Anya here. Stan
Who
Club.
Else? Let's look up some names on the staff. I'll do Quentin.
Suddenly, I've forgotten every single name.
To Quentin, now I know what you are.
Oh,
Quentin.
Like, wow, must have hurt somebody, King.
Mm-hmm. I'm really trying here. It's just. That made sense, that sentence that I just said.
Aw, to Quentin, I'm very proud of you.
Aw.
Some of these are very interesting. Some of these people get, like, mega, mega aggressive. Like, curse words and all, baby.
Oh, dang.
Like, they go for it.
I feel like because it's so anonymous, people just, like, let loose.
Exactly. Well, like, there's no way to actually tell who wrote it ever.
Exactly.
Like, even though...
Like, even if you can have fully suspicions, name drop.
But, like...
Yeah.
Like, how many, like Smiths are there?
Exactly. Or, like, if... If you were name, like, if you write it and your name's Alex and you sign it Alex, like, imagine how many Alexes there are in the world, which I think is what's cool about it. Is like, I don't know. I think that it's so interesting that, like, so many people have posted. Like, some people, like, there will be so much traffic on the site that she has to shut it down.
Yeah.
For, like, momentarily until people start, like...
Like, thousands of people are putting these responses in here.
I know, and I think that it's so weird that, like... Sorry, I just had to burp.
Ew.
I think that it's so weird that, like, so many people don't send these text messages. Like, especially some of, like, the really, really sweet ones. Like, what's holding them back?
Fear of failure.
Right, like, I know, like, for me, like, confrontation is really, really hard.
Yeah.
So, like, I would write a message like that and never send it just because I don't want to deal with having, like, their response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that fear of commitment, too.
Right.
Like, what if it does work out?
Like, exactly. Like, the whole, like,
to this person?
When people tell people that they love them and stuff on there, like, like, saying I love you is scary. Like, that's, like, a big
terrifying.
Thing, especially if you're in a relationship. Like, that's scary. And so, like, people have to admit that over an anonymous text service.
Yeah. I feel like, especially at this age, too, like, you don't actually know how serious some people are.
Right. And especially, like, you know, me and Heather, we're seniors.
Yeah.
Like, if you really felt that way about somebody and you were going off to college, like, you have no idea if it's actually going to work.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't say I love you.
Absolutely not.
I mean, not that there's anybody.
I love you, Maddie. Oh.
I love you, Heather.
Love confession. I'm just here.
Hannah is
a junior, so she will feel it next year.
Yeah.
But.
I don't want to.
I don't know. Like, plus the effort that it would take to, like, put that together. And the Instagram page is also really, really cool. There's, like, a subscription service where they, like, send you, like, stickers and note cards and stuff of it. And I don't know. There's just something, like, powerful behind it.
Yeah. It reminds me of the the red cards. What is that?
Oh, we're not really strangers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to get their text messages, and sometimes they'll just pop up. Like, we just got one a couple weeks ago, and it, like, hits you so hard.
Exactly. Aww. Well, some of them that they post on their Instagram hit pretty hard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll just be scrolling, and then it asks me some deep question. I'm like, be like, oh,
I was not wanting to contemplate my life right now.
No,
but
really.
Okay.
The last text message, let me see, that they sent. Stop checking your phone. They're not texting you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, whoa.
Ouch.
Like, no need to call me out like that. Like, yes, I was checking my phone for their message.
Yes, I was waiting patiently.
Exactly. Not even patiently. I was just sitting around.
Like, and it's always at the worst times, too, that they'll text you, and you're like, are you kidding me?
No, for real. They would probably text me on a day where I was, like, having the worst day ever, and then
no,
be like,
it just hits you.
Stop checking your phone. They're not texting you. And I'd be like, ugh.
I know they're not texting me. Thank
like,
you.
Dang.
If anything would load, this would be
I good. Know, it would be so much easier.
I know, that's what's hard. Tucked in the back room in the middle of the school with all the brick walls. Can't no, really get service
literally
very well.
In a brick.
No, right we are literally inside of a brick.
And I just feel like all of these these hurt.
They do, bro.
Like, sometimes good things end because people aren't ready. Like, what?
Like, no need to hit me straight through the heart.
And especially, like, playing these with friends, like, because I know they have their, like, box set.
Yeah.
Like, I've played it before, and, like, you don't feel like opening up at the beginning, but it slowly just, like, chips away at you, and then you get there,
and
you're like, why did I just share that? I never thought I would say that ever.
The one time that I played it with people, it was people that I wasn't super close with, so I was, like, super scared at the beginning, but by the end of it, we were literally sharing our deepest, darkest secrets. It's crazy how stuff like that can work.
My first time was with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really awkward.
That must have been. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, Tojo.
Oh,
whoa, who just name dropped? That's so weird.
That's so
crazy.
Weird. Oh my
who
gosh.
Who said that?
Do we have to dig through my following just so I can find this account?
I just searched it. Load.
I found the Unsent Project on the Instagram, but I will find.
That's what I was looking for.
And I feel like a lot of the comments under it, too, like, especially the Instagram post.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, wow.
10 new posts. Well, they post pretty often.
Yeah. I think they feel bad for not texting everybody.
The Unsent Project, too. Ah, couldn't load. Please.
Oh, this one's really sad.
They also, like, edit them, so it, like, makes it even more sad. To Rob, I've never felt safer than with you. Like, that's just so cute. To Brian, I need you more than anything in the world. I'm sorry, M. Ugh. Ugh. Straight through the heart.
Oh, to Kyra, Kira, I liked our old memories. You weren't cruel. You weren't that cruel in those.
Oh.
Rip.
To Amelia, I miss the old times.
To Matt, you know we would have never worked.
Oh my god.
Aww.
That hits, bro.
We're about ready to cry.
To Dylan, I wish you looked at me the way I look at you.
Oh,
to him, stop. Do you actually love me or just the thought of me?
Oh.
Ouch. The amount of times
this is what
I've
I'm talking about. Like, some people have a way with their words.
I know.
That just, like, makes them, like, hit, bro. Like, knives. Straight through the heart.
To Devin, see me the way I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, these are all so cute.
To Ale, maybe in our next life we'll do what we planned. I love you so much.
And it's, like, it's really weird to, like, think that these couple sentences, not even sentences, just, like, one sentence, like, there's a whole story behind every single one of
exactly.
these.
Exactly. I think there's, like, what's the word for it when you, like, realize that, like, everybody else around you is as alive as you are?
I don't know. Everybody.
It's called, like, Sonder or something.
Maybe. It might be that.
But, like, sometimes I just become, like, acutely aware.
Yeah.
That, like, I read that and I'm like,
exist.
These people have a whole life separate from my own. Like, I have no idea when this happened, like, what the timeline was, like, what the situation was. but like their like couple of sentences or couple of words can like hit.
Yeah, and it tells like a huge story
too. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I feel like it's comforting to know that like even though these are random people that we don't know personally, like we can relate to them. I feel like it brings us closer, especially some of these probably aren't even in the United States. Like they're all over.
Exactly. Well, that's like what you said, like just like human connectedness and like shared experiences. Mm-hmm. Like some things are universal, and that's like crazy to me.
Makes you feel not so like alone in every experience.
Exactly. Like other people have problems with their friends, and other people feel a certain way about people and they can never say it. Yeah. Like,
and that's got to be really hard.
Tell me about it.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It's just crazy.
Like, I'm a very open person. I just say everything that comes to mind, but.
Well, it's like, Heather is so bold.
Yeah.
And I would love to be, like, half as bold like Heather, as Heather.
That's the next podcast. Just the next. How to be bold.
How to be bold, much like Heather Wolf. Okay, I guess I should probably read the bio for it to give a better... Their bio is The Unsent Project. They consider it art, and it says, The Unsent Project by Rora Blue is a collection of 4 million unsent text messages to first love. So it was, I guess, originally for just love, but people have done it, like, friends and everything, which, like, obviously, I would say that friendship is a different kind of love.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like, I think there are varying degrees of love, like, there's a certain way that you love your family that is separate from the way that you would love a significant other, which mm-hmm. is separate from the way that you would love a friend or an acquaintance or, you know, whatnot.
I feel like with friends even, especially like really good friends, it hurts even more than an actual breakup. Because that's somebody that you shared
definitely
memories with.
I definitely attest to that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, you share so much with that person, especially if you got, like, super, super close. And it almost just feels like, if that breaks off, it's like you just wasted your time.
Yeah, it feels like a betrayal.
Like you poured into that person, and then they just decided that you weren't good enough for them anymore.
Yeah.
Which, like...
Dang.
Sorry. Yeah. But, like, life's hard.
Yeah.
That's life, really, bro. Like,
and if there's one little way to make it a little bit easier, like this unsent project, that's
always like just
good.
Knowing that, like reading through them, even if it's like if it's under your name or just whatever they post on their Instagram, like knowing that other people feel that way too is super, super powerful, and it can like it can just help you get through it.
Exactly. So I think this is like a really good way, like a really good outlet for just anyone, because it's not, you don't have to pay for it, it's free.
Exactly.
You can see everything. Like, it's not like one of those annoying websites where it's like, oh, pay me 99 cents and you can read on.
Yeah, like
like, no, I can close my eyes out for an hour.
No,
if
exactly.
I want.
Yeah. Like, I can sit here and read these forever. 4 million unsent messages and growing by the day. Like,
yeah,
you can just sit there and read and read and read.
Yeah, and it's just better than a book, because in a book there's one story, maybe two, but in this there's millions of stories and you don't actually know.
You don't know anything.
Exactly.
All you're left to do is like guess.
Exactly. Well, that, like, that can be entertaining too.
Yeah.
Just like guessing, like, here are these, you know, people writing to each other, like, what for? Like, what was their...
What was the reason?
I can fix them.
I can
help you.
I can give relationship advice.
Oh, yeah. Us nope. over here.
No.
Not me.
Barely any relationships.
Yeah.
We're the ultimate dream team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three single women.
Yeah.
Helpless romantics.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Reading a bunch of text messages.
Anyone who needs a prom date, I mean, hit us up.
Hey,
yeah.
We got some options, but...
I mean, I'm a little particular, a little partial towards people.
Not me.
Heather will go with anybody.
Yeah. Hit me up.
This is my public announcement. I can't go to prom unless I have a date, and it has to be a guy. So, any guy listening to this.
Everybody send an unsent text message to Hannah asking her to prom, and we'll filter through and figure out who you are.
Yeah, no, send it through the Unsent Project, actually.
Yeah, we'll be checking every single day.
Yeah, every day. So, if you want to ask Miss Hannah Fox to prom, Golden Gala, if you want to match her dress and take her out for dinner.
I don't have a dress.
Oh my gosh. Well,
oh my gosh, wait.
I was kind of thinking of getting like a blue. Like
okay, so if you look good in blue, hit Hannah up.
Yeah.
If you don't even bother.
No, don't bother.
I'm kidding.
You have to have a personality, and I have to approve of you first, and you'll go through an insane questioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interviewing. It'll be like an interrogation. Application.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
I feel like after prom, though, there will be a lot of unsent projects.
Oh, my God. Definitely. Girl. They'll be like, night was the worst night of my life.
I'll just be scrolling. That night was the best night.
You did this to me. I can't believe you.
I'll never forget.
Melodramatic people on prom night, they go home early and they're like sad and they're just like, ugh.
You didn't even get me a corsage.
The corsage wasn't even the right color.
That is a requirement.
I said royal blue, not baby blue. It doesn't even listen to me.
Mine's red, so roses are super easy.
Yeah,
just putting that out there.
Mine's sage green. Oh. If you want to go with me, anybody?
Bueller?
Okay. Anyways, that was our podcast today. I hope you all enjoyed. Be listening for more. We're trying to get some more podcasts going and up on our Spotify, which is The Charger Online. You can find us on Instagram, also Charger Online, and you can find us on your online platform. You can go chargeronline.nax.k12.in.us.
Yeah.
Quite the URL, but you can find all of our newest stories there. You can read me and Heather and Hannah's pieces, as well as the various other members of our staff. We have stories for every interest, so do not hesitate to check it out. That is all for today, and we hope today is lovely. Hehehe